This is the theme for Parashat Shmini, which was Parashat Parah, Tavshin Ayin Dalet. After noting how it is that the two parashiyot address precisely the picture of events that happened on Har Sinai, whether it was in terms of the Asiyas HaEgel HaZahav, or in terms of the death of Nadav Avihu, or Vayachezu Et Olim Vayochlu V'Yishtavu, we went on to note how it is that underneath it all, we find actually Nadav Avihu directly relating the question of what it is that is the relationship of the individual Adam to the entire flow of a Maisa Bereishis that seems to demand their own demise, which of course is the different level of Parah Aduma and how it addresses the ego as mortality by touching all the way back to the Chet of Adam HaRishon and ultimate Kapara, just as Nadav Avihu did with their Yichur. And so we found that every new world seems to readdress the human condition, particularly in the way in which Adam is interconnected with the rest of the Bria, especially in terms of Adamu Vehimato Shia Hashem, and therefore focuses instantly on the concept of Achila, something which actually began the problems of Maaseh Bereishit and the very Simcha, which is destroyed here from the Simcha that was Kiyom Shenivru Bo Shamayim Vaaretz, and throws a monkey wrench into the whole concept of Simcha as Ein Simcha Mamtenet Lorak LaAdam, but even LaKadosh Baruch Hu, by noting that even before the Achila of the Eitz Hadas, we had the related problem, as Rashi tells us, with the Simcha of the Deshoyim's Kavachorma that comes hand in hand with the what becomes ultimately the Kolola on the Adama, because Tama Eitz is not Ketam HaPri. Now this means that we deal here with the underlying question of the human condition itself, which must relate to why it is that Ein Simcha Mamtenet, and that is something which Nadav Avihu themselves were thinking about, just as Rish Lakish says, Bo v'nachzik tov al avotenu, they themselves said, Matayamutu shnei zekenim halal. And so what would be the context of Adam that would leave the universe without Simcha during its process, and yet would nonetheless be the focus of all things in my separations? And so what we came to recognize here is that Adam is the open question of Bereishis, and that open question from the Ma'enosh Ki Tizkerenu, which is touched upon at the moment of Kabbalah Satera, but a Kabbalah Satera, remember, that is not concluded even afterwards. We have the Modar Rabbah Leoraita, we have the ongoing Luchot Shniyim, we have the ongoing development post-Purim until we come to a Geula Shlema. That question, so long as it remains open, remains an open wound, so to speak, in the nature of Simcha, but more deeply also provides the explanation of how it is that the significance of Adam lies particularly in his insignificance. Because it was that question that is not only what each and every one of us questions within oneself in terms of the significance of one's own place in the scheme of things and one's own connection to Maaseh Bereishis, but is actually the source of the very problem the Malachi Asharis have with the nature of Adam. And it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself who created that problem with the Nas Adam Bitzalmenu, so timorous, so fearful, so unclear, so left in a suffix that it itself gives rise to all of the things that destroy the Simcha in the end. And we came to see that that question is part of the nature of Maaseh Bereishis in the most profound ways, even the most physical ways, in which everything that happens in Maaseh Bereishit happens as a result essentially of a very subtle instability, an instability that creates the difference between matter and antimatter, that goes going immediately inflation, that gives us the construction of particles out of quarks, atoms out of particles, stars out of atoms, and then supernovae seeding planets and the ongoing instabilities that lead to the evolution of biological life and ultimately of consciousness. This means that Adam is the most significant thing in providing the ongoing openness of the question and the instability and its ultimate vindication of Maaseh Adam.